the school year is well underway and some students are finding out they don't yet have a permanent teacher. In districts nationwide, finding teachers and keeping them is an ongoing problem. In Oakland, California, one school district started the year 30 teachers short. And that's why the story of Dr. Lou Paulette Taylor at McClyman's High School caught the attention of KQED's Vanessa Rancagno.
On the first day of school, Miss Cynthia from the front office is running the registration tables. Hallways are full of students and teachers chatting, and after days of buffing, the checkered linoleum floors are gleaming. Upstairs in room 308, Lou Paulette Taylor is getting ready for class.
You know, you have a new chance to make new mistakes and to do things better than you did the year before. You know, so it's new. It's exciting.
Not exactly what you'd expect to hear from someone starting her 49th year on the job. Nearly all those years right here at McClyman's. Taylor goes by Dr. Taylor, or most of the time, just DT.
Everybody knows who DT is.
16-year-old Kayon Green is a little nervous about his first English class with her. DT's got a reputation.
As soon as you step in, that's the first thing you'll hear about. DT, DT. That's what I was hearing about. I didn't even know who she was.
Her students start filing in.
Missy over there, pull that shirt down. You know better. Schedule's in the wire basket, no phones out. Why is the hat on in the building? Okay, everybody ready? Okay.
Dr. Taylor starts off by telling the class about herself.
I graduated from McClyman's. 50-some years ago, 1966. I grew up in West Oakland on 9th Street between Cypress and Center. And I went to Prescott. How many people went to Prescott?
There's no whispering, no phones buzzing. She tells the kids she turned down other job offers to stay here.
You know, I just felt I should be here because this was home and this is my neighborhood, if you understand that. Okay? Some of you, I taught your grandparents. Grandparents, I can't even believe it's been that long.
Now it's the students' turn to introduce themselves.
Okay, we're going to start over here. Should we start over here?
Over there.
You want to start? You have to come up here because it's getting practice for senior project and other presentations you're going to do in this class. We're always here.
Just start over here.
Okay, come on.
Kayon steps to the front of the class.
All right, I feel good today. You know, I woke up feeling good, look good. I'm excited to be a senior because I like to be looked up to, you know, by the 9th and 10th graders. I'm anxious about a DT class and how much work I'm going to receive. Yeah, I'm scared.
Kayon is one of those students with deep ties to Dr. Taylor. She's taught generations of his family.
Since you know my mom and my dad, you know, I can't really goof around. A lot of teachers get ran out of here because of the students at Mac. Like, the teachers, I don't know, they don't get the same respect as she does. She don't ask for it. It's just given to her because of the history.
There are a few people on campus who share some of that history, but nobody's been here as long as Dr. Taylor. Rilonda McGee is a school social worker.
The turnover at our school is, it's like sometimes we meet new teachers on the first day or in our professional development, and by Christmas, they're gone. Sometime Thanksgiving, they're gone.
At McClyman's, only about 15% of teachers stick around for a third year, one of the worst retention rates in the district. McGee cites high turnover among administrators and inexperienced teachers.
There's a lot of trauma that our kids face, and some adults cannot handle that trauma. And they do a year and then they're gone because it's too overwhelming.
Dr. Taylor just soldiers through overwhelming. I ask what she thinks her job consists of.
Counselor, grandmother, auntie, cousin, social worker, preacher. You don't ever get to just teach, and you don't get to leave the kids here. If you're doing what you're supposed, you take them home with you mentally. And you try to figure out, what else can I do?
Yes, she says, some days she can get weary, but she's always learning. It's the part about school, about teaching, that she still loves.
It was something that I always wanted to be when I was little, I think because I always enjoyed school. I enjoyed reading. I enjoyed math. I enjoyed experimenting when we did science. I liked everything about school.
Dr. Taylor's almost 70, but she's not leaving anytime soon. It's not right here yet, she says. Too much coming and going. At the end of the school day, a former student comes by to visit. She's a first-year student at the University of Southern California.
When do you start school?
Monday.
Oh, come here, come here. Okay, well, look, be good. Call me if you need anything.
Will do.
Okay, oh, that's so exciting.
I know you're excited.
And I always tell them, I want you to be successful in your next life, and part of my job is getting you your little skill and tool bank together so that you know how to be your own advocate and find what you need and know where you can come back to and get help.
School's over for the day. Dr. Taylor could be heading home, but another student is walking in the door. For Here and Now, I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Oakland.